Hello, my name is Julian Langer, and I'm the author of a few books on individualist, eco-anarchist philosophy, and a few booklets and poetry collections, including one booklet that was published earlier this year through Forged Books titled My Anti-Cult Philosophy. And yesterday, I recorded a conversation with Forged Books regarding the anti-cult philosophy booklets for the Anti-University Festival this year. And I'm very pleased with how that conversation went. But shortly after, a few hours after finishing that conversation, I learnt of the expansion to the coal zones in Devon, where I live, and I did not know at that point that there's a new coal zone in Devon between Holsworthy, Hatherley, Okehampton and Launceston, which now means that all of Devon is a coal zone, essentially. The entirety of this county is part of the coal, which, or is included within the coal, which is just revolting to me and heartbreaking and horrific. And so I'm recording this as an addition to my conversation with Forged Books to be included within the Anti-University Festival project. So, yeah, this is a kind of a really, there's a part of me that feels that this is unbelievable, and then another part of me that feels that it is entirely believable, and it's really important for both of those things to be true for me, because it's okay to have that contradiction of it being both unbelievable and it being just totally believable, in a way where I just believe. Pessimism inclines me to believe the worst, and just to go, yeah, that makes sense, given that we live in a mass extinction event that is just everyday life in this culture, which is a really awful thing to say, and to say somewhat comfortably. It's a horrifically awful thing, but it's true. We are living in a mass extinction event. Everyday life is a mass extinction event within industrial totalitarian agriculture, which is essentially the entirety of the planet now, save for a few areas that are not yet captured and domesticated, which is not to deny the presence of wildlife within domesticated spaces and machinery still striving to live, but it's also not to deny the scale of urbanization and assimilation within the mega machine that is this culture. So yeah, so that's a really, really awful truth to affirm, an experience to affirm, but it's what feels real and honest to me as I'm trying to talk to you through this microphone on my computer, whoever's listening to this. I don't know who's listening, might be no one listening, whatever. Still feel to do this, however absurd it might be, and that's I turn to absurdity often because it all feels absurd right now, but my sense of integrity feels to keep on going, keep on rebelling, because I love badgers, I care for badgers, and that's something that was really important in my conversation with Forged Books, is to affirm this feeling of love, because I think that's where real care and rebellion comes from. It comes from a place of love, and I think while while we talk about what we love and what we care for, we spread that feeling of love and care, and that practice of love and care and affirmation, and like seeking to support living beings, doing like solidarity and, aid and all those things that are kind of go-to like anarchist and activist like ideas and like beliefs and values. And there's something really valuable in living beings in this, in amidst a mass extinction event, like what we're experiencing now. There is something, every living individual is of value in my belief and my experience, and I'm hoping that in me sharing that through this, that you'll feel something similar. I don't know, that might just be wishful thinking on my part. Whatever, I'm gonna do some wishful thinking right now, because I feel desperate. I feel desperate to affirm the lives of badgers if it does anything to challenge this cull that is just revolting. Not just this cull, all culls are revolting, but yeah, this cull is revolts me particularly, because I live amidst it. I live in a cull zone, within a county that is now just one giant cull zone. Not just, but you know what I'm saying. So yeah, and I'm not gonna ask you to do this or that or anything in particular, other than I'm gonna ask whoever's listening this to care for those and what you love, whatever you love, whoever you love, whatever. Please just care for them, and I also hope that you'll feel something of love and care for these beautiful mammals, who are the largest carnivores, predators that we have on this island that are wild, because the others got culled. Culling took out the others in various forms. So yeah, there's something of ecological value there, and there's also just something of egoistic value in this, that I love them and they're beautiful, and I enjoy living in this space where there are badgers, and I think it's a really, there's the world would feel less alive in a way where I'm desiring life, and I don't want badgers to go. So yeah, I don't have anything more to say really. Just thank you for listening, and please, please, love and care for those you love and care for. Thank you, and thank you for the organisers of Anti-University and for Forged Books for giving me the opportunity to be heard by different people rambling about how I love these creatures. Yeah. Love and rage to you all. Love and rage to you all. Thank you. Bye.